God is perfect. We all know that. God is amazing. He thought of literally everything, down to the scientific molecule stuff. It's perfect. Today I have 3 points as to why God is with us. God carries us through trials and persecutions, and I know that this time of the year, they fall upon all of us. And I would like to say that this week stunk. Last week stunk. I didn't get to see the kids this week. Work was a disaster. Everything broke and people were complaining. We have new management, new owners, so everybody's trying to impress them, which causes me 10 times the amount of work. My motorcycle registration that I applied for was rejected. They said I had to go in person. The house is needing trimming, and I cut myself all up on my arms with trimming that bocabilia. And last night, my dog meds didn't come. And then I called, and they rejected it. They said, sorry, we canceled your order. Didn't we tell you? No. So I just sat there. I was like, the Sabbath can't come quick enough. And then, you know, the kids were the kids, and I forgot about everything and just had a blast last night all the way up until we fell asleep. Great morning. I'm filled with sodium bicarbonate. I don't know how much more I can eat of it. But anyhow, God tells us in the Bible, that's the first point, He tells us. God's with us because He tells us He's with us. So I have a few scriptures that you don't have to turn there. I want to read them to you. They're just quick little messages. And wow, you talk about changing your mind or giving you encouragement. Again, like I said, God is perfect and He thought of everything. The first one, Joshua 1 verse 9. Where God says, have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Okay? God's with you. That's all that, I mean, once you know that, that should satisfy us. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Wow, if you're not encouraged, there's like 100 more scriptures in the Bible, which I just have 2 more. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Well, that makes you kind of stand up tall, because you know if God's on your side, who could be against you, right? And then the last one was Hebrews 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. For He Himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Okay, so we just heard basically the exact same message, which spans over many, many years. God delivered that message to us, and He wants us to use that to be convinced with no doubt that He is with us. It's very important to know that, because right now we are under attack. We've heard it before. Around God's special days is when Satan is after us. He despises them with a passion. And actually, if you look at Hollywood and all the movies, they have it completely wrong. There's a perception that Satan is evil, but Satan is beyond anything that they portray. He wants to destroy you. He has no mercy. He will take it away from you completely, any chance he is given. So, now that I think about it, this week wasn't really that bad, because God, I could tell, was with me. Okay, point number 2 is we have the true Holy Spirit. And if you think about that, that puts us in a league of our own, and that is very special. Again, a scripture, a one little line scripture. Do you not know? I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. You don't have to turn there. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So this does set us apart. And when we look around, we see that we are not like the others. A point that I try to understand is we are not to be in the same grouping as the others. So if they get the glory, if they get billions of dollars, well, that's not us. And that could possibly not be for us. So the third point, we are all living proof. Now this part is very encouraging. I don't read articles. You know that I'm a skimmer. I just skim because half of them are horrible, the other half are fake, and there's negative news and there's lies, but I was just skipping, and I saw a mother lost her child. She was grieving. She was very sad, and she was recording. She was at the gravestone of her child, and out of nowhere, a robin. You guys know what a robin is. They're not that familiar down here, but up north we have robins. I grew up with a billion robins I've seen. It landed right on the gravestone, right in front of her while she's recording. Then it landed right on her hand and then flew away. She recorded it all. Now, I don't know. I didn't read anything about it, but she took a tremendous amount of encouragement from that. And it could be that God was helping her. I don't know that. I'm just saying that she was very uplifted and she professed God, which, again, didn't read the article, but that's a start in the right direction, right? My motorcycle. This week was tremendous. I had a meeting at 5:45 a.m. on Tuesday. And that meeting lasted until 9:30. The new owners came in, and they had a lot to say. So I had to do a lot of prep. I'm the secretary of the board, so I had to do a lot of work. And I was exhausted. And then I got home, and I'm like, I'm home. Then my buddy calls. He's like, hey, you have to come to the softball game tonight. We need you. It's at 9 o'clock start time. 9 o'clock to me is like when I fall asleep. So I got on my motorcycle. I put the kickstand down, and I put it down, and I fell off the bike. I fell over, and the bike landed on me. So I think, personally, and I, you know what I said the second it happened after I was done laughing? God did this. He doesn't want me on my bike. So I lifted the bike back up, rolled it into the garage, didn't even want to look at it. I put it down gently, and then I took my truck to the game, in which the game was horrible. I made a lot of errors, and people laughed at me, but that's beside the point. But God was with me. I felt it. He was protecting me. He knows me. And so there's not a scratch on the bike, nowhere. Not even one scratch. Probably because it landed on my foot, but that's beside the point. Anyhow, and then on Facebook, I was just a lady in the church. There's a Facebook site where it's just us church members on it. And they're all over the place. And she said, you know, she asked the question. She has been under a tremendous amount of stress, and she's had death in her family. And again, some type of animal out of nowhere, a big buck or something came up to her and just looked at her and then walked away gently. And she felt like, you know, God was involved with that, and she didn't know. She was just asking, does God do that? And the general theme is, well, we don't know, but if it's good and you get encouragement from it, then, you know, well, we know God is perfect and amazing, so it's possible. But she professed Christ, and she's one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, our sister in Christ, and it was truly inspiring, and I was like, wow, that's great. So in conclusion, we are different and we are set apart. which means we should truly not expect to be like those out there. When we see what's out there, we shouldn't desire it. We shouldn't want it. I have a problem where when I dream, daydream a lot, I dream about money. And the Bible couldn't be clearer. Do not worry about money. Do not focus on money. The eye of the, you know, the needle, the camel. Stop. My dreams are crazy. They're almost flawlessly accurate. Like, I don't dream, oh, I just win $1 million. No, my dreams are, okay, so I just happen to be positioned in this individual security at this exact time when this happened. This is the short ratio. This is the position. This is the float. This is how many shares are outstanding. This is the capitalization ratio. And then this event occurs, like they cure cancer. The stock goes from this, no, it has to be this point, that, and there's no cap that high. And then I make $20 billion. It's all accurate, flawlessly. The math is even there. But it's not realistic. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Focus, meditate, bring it back. It's not for you. And that's a daily battle for me, personally. God has to laugh. He has to. So, you know what? This week wasn't that bad of a week. This week was a great week. Everything happened, okay. I'm here. I'm with you. I have my children now. Everything at work worked itself out. I didn't mess up at all at work, which that's a blessing from God. So I can truly tell you that God is with us.